Okay, good evening, everyone. So today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Dalid. And in today's daf, it seems that basically there's a prohibition of schita to squeeze out liquid from grapes and olives and from pomegranates and berries. Those seem to be the fruits that you can't squeeze the juice out on Shabbos. That's a derivative of the melacha of dash. And it seems that anything else seems to be permitted. It seems that those are the only categories. So that being said, halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So here, the Shulchan Aruch says the following: Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Chaf Seif Aleph. So he says the following: Hasochet Zesim Vanovim Chayav. If you squeeze out olives and grapes, so that's a Torah prohibition. If you squeeze out juice from berries and pomegranates, that's a rabbinic prohibition. But other fruits, it's permitted to squeeze the juice out because they're not included in the ones that are listed in the Gemara. So it seems oranges, apples, you can squeeze out all these juices. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam continues. Rambam says, "V'makom shenagu lischot eze peros lishtos meimav machvos tzabe otanug dino ketutim v'rimonim." And in a place where the custom is to squeeze out fruits to drink the juices because you're thirsty or for enjoyment, they have the same status as berries and pomegranates. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is that tutim v'rimonim are examples. It's not, even though the Gemara only mentioned those cases, those are just examples of fruits where people squeeze out they buy them primarily for their juices, or in some places they squeeze them out for their juices, and therefore you would violate the blacha of schita if you would squeeze these fruits on Shabbos, and so therefore apples presumably and oranges they would fit under this category and they would be rabbinically prohibited. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch does write explicitly that, hold on one second, in Seif Vav, Mutter Lischot Limonish, that you're allowed to squeeze lemons. Why are you allowed to squeeze lemons? Because, for the most part, really, and so there's a big question, why the Shulchan Aruch allow this? So the Beis Yosef gives two different reasons. The first reason is, Shekade ein haderech lishtos es hamitz limon, ele betarubas mashke acher ein schita lamashke. The reason why he said there's no prohibition of schita when it comes to lemons, again, this is the Shulchan Aruch, first of all, we'll see things have changed, but because it's only considered schita if you would drink the juice by itself. People don't drink the lemons juice from the lemons by itself, they usually mix it with other things. So then that is not a violation. And the second reason why he's lenient, she'ein nesar b'schita elish k'shesokti b'mitzvah toh kli v'achach ma'arvim oso mimayim. Schita is only forbidden when you squeeze the juice into a kli, into a receptacle, and then you mix it with water. But if the minna, the custom, is to squeeze the juice into another beverage directly to add it flavor, so that you could squeeze it, then you could squeeze it on Shabbos. So there was this. So in the 16th century, if you're around the 16th century, you would be squeezing out lemon juice from lemons on Shabbos, and that was the prevalent custom. However, the custom changed. The custom changed to the current practice, which is bismara zesh shiragilim lischot limonim. Nowadays, that the custom is that people actually do squeeze out lemon juice from lemons. Umamalim mehem chavios, and they squeeze them into big barrels of just lemon juice. In other words, one of the leniencies of lemons was that you would squeeze it into a barrel full of lemon juice. You would squeeze it into, you'd mix the liquid with something else. And so that's not considered schita. Schita is only forbidden if you squeeze the juice into, it's a mashke, it's a liquid, if you squeeze it and the juice out of it into its own receptacle. Apparently, the days of Shulchan Aruch didn't do that. But eventually, they would squeeze lemon juice out of lemons into large barrels. And therefore, he says, maybe they're similar to berries and pomegranates. And that's why we hold that it's forbidden to even squeeze lemons, even though people typically don't drink lemons by itself. But since you store it by itself, so the rabbinic prohibition of schita applies to lemons also. Of course, if you squeeze the lemons onto sugar, or you squeeze lemons onto salad to make the salad tastier, you squeeze it onto food, so then it would be forbidden.